For many years, convenience stores have been a rapidly growing outlet for U.S. pork and beef in international markets. 2020 is no exception, though the sector has had to adjust to changes in consumer routines due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Vice President for Marketing Jesse Austin has more in this U.S. Meat Export Federation report.
Japan certainly didn't invent the concept of convenience stores, but they have perfected it. There are over 58,000 convenience stores across Japan, so this continues to be a dominant source for Japanese consumers to buy U.S. meat. An interesting trend we've seen throughout the pandemic, however, is when companies have gone remote, those employees are not commuting to the inner city every day. So we've actually seen a drop in traffic in those inner city convenience stores, and we've seen traffic increase in the suburban convenience stores. Overall, throughout the pandemic, sales have dropped and traffic has dropped in the convenience store sector. An interesting trend, though, is that the sales have dropped much less than the traffic has dropped, indicating that the consumers are spending more per visit. Another trend driving sales is the increase in premium U.S. meat products being offered in convenience stores now. The Japanese consumer can eat very well at a convenience store. One example is the premium beef rice ball that we supported this year, and more recently, the launch of single-serving smoked sausage products from a U.S. processor. So really big win for processed pork in the Japanese market. This is not just exclusive to Japan. We're seeing similar trends in Korea and even in Mexico, where we've recently launched some U.S. beef processed items in the convenience store sector. We do expect this trend to continue. We're actually even seeing this concept of convenience permeate some of the other sectors. In retail, we're seeing a lot more home meal replacement. And in e-commerce, of course, you're seeing just a number of convenience type items that are thriving.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.